We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Steve, you know what today is, don't you?
What's that?
Today is Bang Friday. Oh, yeah.
It's a big day here at The Rock.
That's right, man. Danny went out and purchased a bunch of Bang energy drinks. Mm-hmm. And today we're all going to drink them to see what happens, because Bang has 300 milligrams of caffeine per can.
Yes. And creatine, so we're going to get swole today.
Oh, nice.
Swole. That's right. So we're going to crush these cans and do some push-ups, right, boys?
All right.
Yeah. All right, Danny's in.
Push-ups.
Yeah. Also, all right, sorry, Rev's out.
No one told me about push-ups.
Yeah. Fine, you don't have to.
Sweet.
Yeah, I also noticed that we got some candy brought into the studio, which means that this is real. I'm going to be jacked up.
You're not allowed to have the candy, dude.
But they say, you know, you should have some food before you drink your candy. Bang.
So I agree, Vicky.
Maybe a little chocolate won't hurt you.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know. He's got his yogurt over there. You got to be healthy. I don't want to deal with him that high. No.
So we got all these different flavors. Mine is Danny got me a lemon drop.
Yeah.
Because apparently I'm a basic bitch.
You're a basic bitch.
Is it more or less basic than champagne?
Oh, you got champagne?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she did.
I'd call that orange.
Orange?
Oh, the can's orange.
Oh, okay.
What do you got there, BJ?
I've got orange. Then my flavor must be black, because that's what I've got. Sherry. It may be cherry blade lemonade.
Uh-oh.
That's the one you requested. I got the sour heads.
Oh, because that's the one you wanted.
Yeah, I'm excited for the sour.
What about you, Rev?
I got the rainbow unicorn, which is fantastic. This is a blue and pink. It's pastel. I have no idea what it's going to taste like.
That's funny. That texture just says, bang, bang. I got a rainbow unicorn and a cotton candy one. Today is going to be ridiculous.
Oh, man, there's a cotton candy one?
Yeah. Someone says that BJ should butt chug his, since he's into suppositories. That's from Liquid Larry.
Oh, Liquid Larry. He always has the delightful ideas.
I did not realize that this was going to take over, like, with the Rockaholics as well. Like, my buddy Craig on Twitter, he just said, banging in solidarity with my brother. I'm Steve Miggs and the rest of the BJ and Miggs crew. And he's having the same one as you, BJ.
Yeah, he's got the old cherry blade lemonade.
Shout out to Craig Proper.
What's up, Craig?
I was getting gas yesterday. I should have pulled out my phone and recorded this, because it was hilarious. I was getting gas at the gas station right by my house, and they had that Jackson store, and they sell these.
Oh.
And there was a guy coming out, and he's like, I got mine.
Oh,
like, you gotta be kidding me.
Wow, that's awesome.
That so Bang Friday is a thing now.
Bang Friday.
I like it.
Bang, bang! I don't know if we're going to do it every Friday. I guess we'll find out after today.
Oh, I don't know if I can. We'll see if I can live through today, because I haven't. I don't know how much caffeine decaf has, but I don't think it's got 300 milligrams.
Not that.
No.
Oh, right. God. This is going to be so much fun. Oh, wait, no. I even saw, like, one of my friends who's a wrestler in Bambi Hall. She's going to be wrestling tonight at 3-2-1 Battle. Apparently in Canada, because she wrestles in Canada, and it's from Canada. They don't have Bang.
They don't have Bang in Canada?
You can get weed legally, but you can't get Bang. So she's excited to come back to America so she can stock up on her Bang.
You really should be able to get Bang wherever you want.
By the way, a standard 12-ounce cup of decaf coffee has anywhere between 3 to 18 milligrams of caffeine.
So... Are you kidding me?
Ante up, people.
One texter says it's going to be off the rails today.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
3 to 18 milligrams is what I'm used to.
And then a regular cup of coffee is 95 milligrams. Almost triple.
Wow.
Game on,
this isn't
bitches.
This is a good idea.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
No, it's not. I don't know if it's a good idea now.
Well, I don't know if it's a good idea, but most fun things aren't good ideas.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Wait, before we drink it, I grabbed a certain song that I felt would be the right song for us to listen to as we start drinking our Bang energy drinks, everybody.
Okay, whoa, that's powerful.
Rev, hit it.
Cheek bangs! Cheek bangs!
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Whoa.
loose. I go crazy because she's loose like a flower, but she stings like a bee. Like every girl in history. She bangs. She bangs.
We're chugging this, right?
Yeah.
Are we? We're chugging it?
If you want.
I can't chug this. It's too darn sweet.
I was chugging it.
This is wicked sweet. It's got no sugar in it. It's super sweet.
I was happy. This has no carbs in it. I'm pretty jacked about that.
BJ's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry. I tried to stay away from the mic on that one.
That one sounded what?
What would it sound like if you were by the mic?
Yeah, that was
a lot louder.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, does it taste like unicorn blood, Rev?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, this lemon drop one's pretty delicious.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It'd probably be even better with vodka.
Ooh.
I agree with that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's like a highbrow Four Loko.
We're doing this.
I'm sure we can find vodka in this station.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, you think?
No.
Yeah.
The sour one is like a green apple. And not as sour as I would hope, but still delicious.
Yeah, well, nothing's as sour as you hope.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the rainbow unicorn is, well, I mean, it's super fruity and really very, very, very tasty. I could just, well, you shouldn't chug more than probably one of these, but I could really down a lot of these.
But they're delicious. They're really good. They're drinking their sour heads bang right now.
Yeah.
Another person says, better get an EMT for BJ and his old heart.
Yeah. I know, yeah, maybe this might not be a good idea.
The champagne oddly tastes like if they made a bubblegum champagne.
Ooh.
It's interesting. There's like a hint of bubblegum.
How are we doing in the other room? You guys liking your drinks?
Sarah made a face.
Well, if it was boxed wine flavor, she would like it.
Oh, that's what they've got to come out with.
Yep.
All right. This is serving size, one can.
Yep.
Hey, they proudly proclaim it contains no fruit juice.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm happy about that.
Make no mistake, Bang is not your stereotypical high-sugar, life-sucking soda masquerading as an energy drink. I don't know why I have to talk like that when I'm... Bang!
Oh, not suitable for individuals under 18.
All right.
What?
Well, you're over 18.
Yeah, you're way over 18.
It's like triple that.
Well, what about it, like a ceiling?
Then.
What about the other side of it, though? Like, not suitable for people over a certain age?
I don't say anything about that.
Jeez, man, I don't know.
All right, but the guy that has the cupcakes for Cupcake, was it Cupcake Royale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says people are getting their cupcakes at break level speed today.
Nice.
Oh, man, that would have been a good thing to put with this.
Also, for reference, in the other room, Uncle Chris and Sarah both have the black cherry vanilla. And
nice.
Joe has the unicorn one as well.
Ooh, black cherry vanilla sounds tasty.
Joe gets the unicorn one. How about that?
Yeah. You
should have given that to Sarah.
She didn't want that one. She specially requested the black cherry vanilla.
Oh, well then.
And would have killed me if I would have gotten anything
Sarah,
else.
Sarah, save a sip for me. I'd like to try that black cherry vanilla.
Oh.
You need more sips than what you already have?
I want flavor. It's not like I want content. I just want to see, you know.
What if this becomes your thing? Like, you like really like how you feel on Bang.
I don't know, dude. 300 times of what I'm used to being jacked up, and I'm already jacked up.
Yeah. We're going to see 4 hours of... God, just interesting.
Ugh.
Like, that's the only word that I can put at this point because I have no idea what to expect.
He's going to start working out and he's going to get swole.
I'm going to get really swole.
Hey, shout out to Scott. He just sent us a picture on KSW's Facebook page. Scott B. He says, I'm starting my Bang Friday. And there he is with Starblast.
Yeah. Damn, dude. All right.
Someone says, my cotton candy Bang is delicious. This is the best idea ever, guys.
Isn't that what somebody calls their side action? My cotton candy Bang. That sounds like a great side action name. Well, there you go, kids. We've started the Bang Friday.
Happy Bang Friday.
Hey, yeah.
Steve, how you feeling? You feeling good?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel alive.
Done.
I am so worried.
Wait, Rev, you finished yours? Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the? How could you?
It's really
that?
Good.
Yeah,
really
crushed in your head.
Look at that. He's already glowing.
Yeah, this is really good.
He's red.
I like this.
Super red, dude. Ah.
Crush it on your head.
Oh, dude, I think you gotta go slow at this, man. I can't take the Rev all jacked.
Here we go.
Rev's gonna have the most energetic farts ever.
Oh, that's delightful.
Vicky just puked in her mouth a little bit.
Almost made me spit it all out my keyboard.
Also, I'm not used to seeing Vicky.
The first time
hyped.
She said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Does this mean we're all going to jump during Beat Migs today?
I think it may happen, okay, Danny.
I don't know. BJ might pee a little when he does.
We can do jumping jacks while we play Beat Migs.
Yes.
Listen, Vicky's usually low-key, so it'll be interesting to see her run around out of her mind.
Everybody's already started talking a lot faster.
Somebody says, is BJ going to turn into Cornholio? No,
yes!
I think Vicky will.
Yeah.
Cornholio!
So you guys are not. I am used to managing like really high energy. You guys, I think this is my world. You're stepping
yes.
into.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's if you go. Need some, if you need some help, I'll let you know how to do it because managing high energy has been my whole life goal.
You could be like our high energy whisperer.
I will be.
Sorry.
Yeah, see, look, I'm telling you, she's out of her mind. She's getting there. Yeah, you guys.
Someone says Georgia peach sweet tea is the best. They have a Georgia peach sweet tea?
Why didn't we know about that, Danny?
Come on, Danny, you suck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I got a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's the creatine talk.
Steroids in me.
Yeah.
Well, it's just extended, and we'll be bang Monday.
And we'll all drink the
beer. I think it might actually go that far.
Okay, good.
I feel like we've unearthed a monster with the Rev, though. He just crushed the whole can already.
It was good! I'm seeing things in front of my eyes. Are you guys seeing
that's Danny. Oh, that's Danny.
Hey. No, seriously, like the room is kind of blinking.
This is like Spaceballs. You just hit ludicrous speed.
Dude, seriously. I am like, my eyes look like the hyperdrive scene from Star Wars.
Really?
No one else is seeing stuff but me?
No, man, I feel fine.
Yeah, I mean... Dude, I am like... I've seen
how much
like,
have you drank?
Lights flickering. Not much.
Probably like three sips.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. There's maybe three or four sips in there.
BJ, you're fine. Dude, you're just braining yourself right now.
No, but there are lights flashing in front of my brain.
Can I borrow your brain?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
So I can see this.
We're all wearing pink today. That might be the flashing. You're not used to seeing this much color in the studio.
Drink the rest, BJ. See what happens.
That's very true, because I can't imagine Vicky in anything but black, so this is weird seeing her in something that's like bright colored.
Brightly colored.
We actually have audio from BJ's brain.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
There you go. That's exactly what's going on. All right, we got to talk about this flight attendant that got suspended for being a little too attentive to an adult film star. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9
KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
He's the best newscaster named Steve in this room. Right now, here's Steve Migs with the news.
Happy Bang Friday, everybody. Hey, thanks to Kia Puyol for giving us news and sports. Most importantly, happy birthday.
Yes?
To the warrior princess herself. It's Lulu's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Lulu! I thought it was Lucy Lawless's birthday.
Ah, I don't care about Lulu. No. Lulu the warrior princess. Find her on Instagram. The best birthday gift you can give to my dog is to follow her on Instagram. And it's just Lulu the warrior princess. One word. Follow her. Let's get her more followers than BJ. That would be the best birthday ever.
Oh, would that be great?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Great.
It's also National Evaluate Your Life Day.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I've been drinking this Bang. I need to evaluate my life.
Like one person says, guys, you're not going to get the caffeine. It's not going to hit you that fast, BJ. You're being a hypochondriac.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They say that. You guys know how much caffeine hits me when you give me like a piece of candy or regular coffee. This guy doesn't know me.
He doesn't know. You don't know him.
You don't know me.
All right. Well, if you want to observe Evaluate Your Life Day, I've got some questions for you guys.
All right. Thank you.
To help evaluate your life, because I went online. I'm like, what the hell kind of stupid holiday is this? One question is, are you using your time wisely?
Ooh, I'm going to my men's weekend, as a matter of fact. And we do some life evaluation every once in a while at the weekend.
What a perfect weekend to do that.
Yeah, it's a perfect weekend.
Are you waking up in the morning ready to take on the day's challenges?
Oh, yeah.
Especially with a can of Bang energy drink in me.
Now I am.
Right?
Bang, bang!
One person just said, I just drank my unicorn one. I'm jacked from Justin and B-Lake.
Honest to God, Steve, look at Vicky. She looks like she's got a meth problem. She is twitching.
My eyes are bigger than normal.
Dude, it is unbelievable.
She just looks happier.
I'm just like, I'm awake.
Yeah, she does, but she looks like, it's like, okay, she needs a fix. She's gonna come after my Bang.
What takes this Evaluate Your Life Day? I already lost.
Yeah.
And here's a good one. I'd love to get your guys' answers on this one.
Okay.
What do I wish to be known for?
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, BJ.
I wish to be known for is the guy that knew everything.
All right.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Rev? What would you like to be known for?
Probably not my flatulence, but probably my flatulence.
Yeah.
Vicky?
All the dudes I've banged.
Bang, bang!
Big numbers, baby.
That's a whole different Bang Friday.
Bang, bang! Daniel? Steve, you were disappointed that you were expecting better answers from us.
Oh, yeah, I was hoping for a little bit deeper, but all I guess if we're going down this road, no, you want to be a whore? Like, be a whore. That's fine, Danny. What's yours?
My awesome hair.
It is nice hair.
Thank you.
Sorry, Steve.
I give up.
We're really not going deep on this.
You know what? None of us should be evaluating our lives. They're all going downhill.
Bang, bang!
Well, at least we're not dealing with what this one guy is dealing with. He's a flight attendant. He's been suspended by Delta Airlines. Yeah. Because, well, you're not supposed to hook up with one of the people on the plane while the flight is going on.
Well, how do you do the Mile High Club if they don't help you out?
I didn't know that flight attendants were allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Well, the guy who they hooked up with is Austin Wolf. Vicky, do you know who Austin Wolf is?
No, but I know the other Wolf. But no, not Austin.
Wolf Blitzer?
Really?
Is he doing adult films?
No.
Boy Who Cried Wolf? What's the
Austin
other
Wolf? Wolf is an adult film star.
Oh!
In the Man on Man variety.
Oh.
This attendant was off duty, apparently.
All right.
But wearing his work uniform when he hooked up with Wolf mid-flight.
I guess they snuck into the bathroom. They spent 8 minutes in that bathroom with the door locked.
And apparently they filmed it because eventually that encounter was put on Twitter.
Oh, there you go.
It's been taken down, but the flight attendant, of course, is in a little bit of trouble. But he says he had no idea that the X-rated scene would be shared online. He's not happy. Austin Wolf, people are like, hey, did you do it? What's going on with this? He refuses to comment, saying, I'd like to be left alone to get my life back on track.
And it's Wolf Hudson, the other porn star I like.
Wolf Hudson?
Wolf Hudson.
Oh, there really was another porn star she was digging.
Yeah. So this, Austin Wolf's pretty hot, though.
What do you think about guys that have tattoos around their belly buttons?
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Nobody get tattoos around your belly button.
That was the first place Batista has that.
Batista, come on.
Come on, that's the first place I'm going to do it if I have one.
What are you going to get?
I'm going to get the solar system. You know, like all road, to, like the Earth, like the Earth road.
I don't know why we're featuring you getting Homer Simpson and then the hole would be his mouth.
All right. Well, you know
I've seen
what?
Ones where the cat's a certain thing.
Yeah.
All the cats.
All the cat's backside.
All right. Let's talk about this website, Streaming Observer. They calculated which horror movies in each state that are obsessed with. So, like, what's the most popular horror film in each state? For instance, Silence of the Lambs, the big winner. 6 states, including your old hometown of Massachusetts.
Why, thank you.
Minnesota, New Jersey, and a bunch of other places. The Exorcist, very popular in Hawaii and Vermont.
Oh, that's interesting.
Blair Witch Project was popular in Maryland.
All right.
But what do you think is the most popular horror film here in Washington?
It's got to be the one that scared the crap out of Vicky.
I was going to say The Ring, because it was filmed here.
Yeah.
That would have been a great guess, but you know what?
Wrong.
Oh, wow. No. It was filmed here. Come on, Washington.
Danny?
Dawn of the Dead.
Ooh, nice one.
Wrong.
Rev?
No. Night of the Living Dead.
Wrong.
No. Damn it. Oddly enough, it's basketball. I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say basketball.
That is a horror movie.
Okay.
Shaun of the Dead, guys. Come on.
Oh, I can't argue with that. That actually, that's really good taste.
Yeah.
You know what? All right, Washington. I'm going to let it slide because the first movie, the Cornetto Trilogy, and we love Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Now, Danny, I know you picked up all these Bang energy drinks for us to crush on Bang Friday, but you also picked up the Mega Millions or the Powerball ticket.
How we go,
Danny? Which one did you go with?
Are we going to win, Danny?
I went with the Mega Millions, and I got 2 tickets for it.
Okay.
Here it is.
Well, we'll find out later, BJ, if we won.
Jeez.
He's already standing up on his chair.
Oh, my God. What is going on here?
He had like 2.5 sips, and now he's already lost his damn mind.
No, he's almost done.
Yeah.
He's almost done, bro.
Yeah, all right, then. You're not dealing with a lightweight here.
Freaking
rage!
Wait, did Vicky just yell freaking rage?
I can't say the other word.
Dude, seriously, Vicky is cracking me up. I've never seen this awake in her entire life.
Well, anyways, it's at $970 million for Mega Millions, $430 million for Powerball.
We're going to win!
Are we doing Mega Millions or Powerball, Danny?
Mega Millions.
Nice, good. That's the one we want.
Yep.
We're not going to have very good odds, guys. The odds are $302.6 million.
Never tell me the odds.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There is definitely a chance, Vicky. BJ, I know you're in a good mood because you just crushed your Bang energy drink, but you're also in a good mood because your boys are moving on to the World Series.
That's right, brother!
4-1 series win over the Houston Astros. They're off to the World Series. What is this, the 14th American League pennant for the Boston Red Sox? That's going to be a good run for these boys.
Yeah, they are. They look unbeatable.
Now, who are they going to... Well, maybe they could lose or win to... Whether it be the Dodgers or the Brewers. We're going to have to find out. And either today, if the Dodgers win, they move on to the World Series to take on the Red Sox. And if not, then there's a Game 7. That game is at 5:39, a very specific time, of course.
5:39.
On FS1, you can watch that game to see who the Red Sox will be taking on in the World Series. I don't know if you guys watched Thursday Night Football last night.
No.
But boy, oh boy, did the Arizona Cardinals get their asses handed to them by the Denver Broncos. 45-10. And Von Miller just looked like a beast out there, which is a good thing because before the game, leading up to the game this week, he did a press conference where he said, we're going to kick their ass. So you got to stand by that.
Jesus.
And if you missed that, it's actually a pretty awesome moment during a press conference with Von Miller.
They're going to get our whole team's best, and that starts with me. They're going to get my best this weekend. We're going to go out there and we're going to kick their ass. This is the way I'm feeling.
Is it a must-win?
I wouldn't say it's a must-win. We're going to kick their ass, though. make sure you put that up there. We're going to kick their ass.
I love it. Hey, speaking of horror films, did you guys see the cool pictures of Michael Myers in the streets of Seattle?
No.
They did. Look it up, man. It's pretty awesome. There's
Bang, bang!
Jesus.
I'm so screwed.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. This is your train wreck.
We wanted this.
This is your idea.
This is what we asked for, Rev.
I feel so small!
Well, anyways, there's all these cool promotional pictures of Michael Myers outside of the Pike Place Market, standing by the gum wall. It's pretty awesome. We'll have to find it. I think it's on Facebook if you look it up there. We'll have to share it on KSW's Facebook page. It's a pretty sweet way to promote the new Halloween
movie. And the movie's getting really high percentages on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, people are loving this movie. So if you like horror movies anyway, Halloween style, I mean, this movie's getting good reviews.
Check that out.
Dude, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you think they did that in every city, or are we just
probably in the big markets, I bet?
Well, we are a big market.
Wouldn't that trip you out, though, if you're just going down to get some fish?
Yeah, it would.
As far as weather, 63 degrees and some sun. And thank you, Law Tigers, for giving us news and sports.
Law Tigers. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Hooray.
That's right. That's
Law Tigers. Sometimes the tiger is busy.
Meow. The tiger hasn't had its bang this morning, apparently. The tiger would have been ready. I am just, I am delayed. You know what? Danny still doesn't look awake. Is he drinking enough of his bang?
He does this.
This is his normal routine.
Yeah, I literally drink an energy drink every morning.
Oh, so this means nothing to you?
Well, I mean, it means everything to me.
So,
okay, good. It better mean something. Yeah.
It means something
to us.
What would Danny be like if he didn't have an energy drink? Would he be sleeping pretty much then?
I think he'd be mean.
I don't know. I think at some point you build kind of a tolerance to an energy drink.
Oh.
I know I could drink like a caffeine soda or a Red Bull and then still go to bed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that, wow. I can't drink decaf and go to bed. Wow.
I used to have the routine nightly of having a cup of coffee because the warmness would make me so comfy and I'd go to sleep like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the bang, I got to say, though, even someone who has had energy drinks, when I tried the bang energy drink for the first time last week, I definitely noticed more energy. And I didn't notice much of a crash, which I thought was pretty cool.
Well, that's the key that I'm looking forward to, is because when I do have like sugar and a lot of caffeine, I will have a crash. So I'm going to see if Bang is, because Bang's giving me another bang for my buck.
How you feeling?
Oh, dude, I'm jacked.
Nice.
If not for my techniques that I know, I'd be out of my freaking mind right now.
What are your techniques? I want to know these.
Teach us, Grasshopper.
Yeah,
Grasshopper is the guy that's getting learned.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Yeah, teach.
Sensei.
Yeah,
sensei.
The sensei goes,
Mr. Miyagi, teach us.
There we go. Wax on, wax off. It's, you know what, Steve? It's just a mind over matter, deep breathing, you know, not believe, because there's a lot of thoughts racing through my mind, so I don't believe these thoughts. And I'm telling myself right now, go slower than you think you should, because I would be talking like, you know, I don't know, like Speedy Gonzalez. You know, I am cracking up looking at Vicky because I've never seen, she is just jumpy.
Vicky looks perky.
Yeah. I've never seen Vicky perky, I have to say. It's you know what? It's kind of fun seeing Vicky perky.
Mixed with the fact that it's pink day, so everyone is, like, she's got this giant pink Power Ranger shirt going on. And then with... BJ's just dancing now.
And
Rev, I do love that you said everybody here is wearing pink except for one person. The Reverend in Fuego.
I have a pink bandana. I'm just not wearing it right now because I've got headphones.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, for crying out loud. Really? You couldn't go get a pink shirt somewhere?
No, because I've watched...
I can't even brain right now.
You should tie it around your neck all cute like.
Say anything. I'm trying to formulate thoughts and it's just going and it's gone.
Yeah, Vicky, I think she's got a good idea. You should have a pink bandana cowboy style. You should tie that around your neck.
Or tie it around your leg. Like Bret Michaels from Poison.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know what? When I look at Rev, that's exactly who.
Brownstone Cowboy. Dun, dun.
That's not Bret Michaels.
I don't care.
Or Poison. Or
anything. Know, that's the only cowboy song I know.
Okay, she's jacked up on this stuff.
Because Vicky wants to know, what are you guys on?
We're on
Bang Bang!
Bang Bang!
All right, first
bang energy drink.
So this person obviously has not heard the moments where we've talked about. Today is Bang Friday. Steve, would you like to tell everybody your genius idea that's got us all just jacked up?
Well, see, okay, so it all started because I noticed a lot of my wrestling buddies are always posting pictures of them holding this Bang energy drink.
Bang Bang!
And for the longest time, I thought, well, this is some kind of weird wrestler Illuminati thing. Like, some guy created this, convinced his wrestler friends to promote it, and that's the only people that I noticed that were drinking it. Then I started seeing other people that are into fitness. They use it as well because it's got that creatine.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this while BJ is dancing next to me?
Why not?
I guess that's a good point.
This is the best thing ever.
So, I don't know why we decided to do this, but it just seemed like a good idea at the time. I'm quickly regretting it, but we decided to do Bang Friday. And today we were going to crush a can of Bang, all of us, and see what happens.
So far, I'm next, I think, right? Oh, no.
No, Chris already finished his.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He finished his because he's out of his mind. He can do that.
One person wants to know, what am I listening to? I think it's a train wreck.
This was Steve's idea.
It was.
Yeah. I'm almost done. Hold on.
Oh, BJ's done.
Crush it on your head.
Yeah. No, I'm not that crazy. Okay.
I bet Chris will do it.
You know what? We got to get a video of Chris crushing on his head. Let's have him do that, Vicky.
Wait, did you crush the last one on your head?
Yeah, he did, and he didn't do it on video. How long has he worked in our business? It's radio. You know we're all about video.
Bang, bang!
Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. It is Bang Friday.
You got to take BJ's can on your face.
Yeah. Whoa. Gross.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't be the first time.
And it won't be the last.
This week.
All right.
Today.
Honestly, I'm a little afraid.
For who?
Because Vicky's paying attention. She never pays attention to this show.
She's definitely more aware.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm on Adderall. Like when I was taking stuff for my ADD. Feel like I'm actually paying attention to everything.
I am actually getting a kick out of this.
Still my favorite,
crazy
though.
Vicky here. This is awesome.
We were doing the news. She's in the background. Her mic's not even on. She just goes, let's freaking rage.
Yeah, dude, I have never seen Vicky this way. I really haven't.
I love it.
I've seen Vicky drunk, and she's a semi-happy drunk.
Yeah, oh, very
lovey.
She's
a great drunk. Yeah, semi-happy, chill drunk. But this is just to see Vicky off the walls, this is awesome.
I feel like Evan from Home Alone just after he drinks a bunch of soda.
At some point, we're going to have her do her Beavis and Butthead in Spanish impression.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We won't have to twist her arm in that one.
No, because I can imagine it's definitely going to go more towards the Cornholio road.
Yeah. All right, so it is Bang Friday. Steve's bright idea. So if you're wondering what the hell's happening to the show, we are all jacked up, except Danny. Danny's at his normal speed because he drinks these every morning.
Good morning.
But I don't drink caffeine, and when I do have coffee, it's decaf because I just run really crazy with caffeine.
Somebody says they're good to drink after a workout. The caffeine and creatine, good for muscle repair. Another person says, I go to a weightlifting gym down in Pacific. We keep Bang stock. For everyone, it's the best. I even know at the WWE, at the Performance Center for NXT, they have a Bang vending machine for all the wrestlers.
Dude. BJ's still dancing.
Next text says, next up, Mushroom Monday. In.
Yes!
I have to tell you something, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I hate to work out. If I felt like this, I would love to go. I want to go to the gym right now, and I hate the gym.
Rage!
I never have this kind of energy, man.
Well, we have a gym here.
Steve and I know a guy. We can get you in.
Yeah, my card works.
I will.
Wouldn't it be great if we go downstairs and BJ's just on the damn treadmill with jeans on, going like 10 miles an hour?
Yeah, buddy. I will go 15 miles per hour, buddy.
Oh, wow.
That's how fast I'll go. All right, we need to get this show back on the track.
No. Nope.
One person says, good Lord, you guys need to stop pounding energy drinks.
Dude, this is
too
just,
late.
This is just a one, man.
How's Rev doing? Because Rev's the first one to crush a can of Bang.
Oh, no, I feel great.
He's still red, dude. Look at his head.
How many cups of coffee do you drink every day?
Three or four.
Yeah. Okay.
Of my giant Infinity Gauntlet ones. And I've already had two as well.
Wait, so you've had two coffees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I had a half a coffee and I decided, you know what, I'm going to pump the brakes on the coffee.
Oh, good job, buddy.
Yeah, because I'm responsible.
But Vicky told us a regular cup of coffee is 95 calories. And so
95
Rev is
milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah, 95 mils. That's it.
Yeah, thanks. But to be perfectly honest, this one I'm adding today has only got a little bit of eggnog in it, so it's not too much of a worry on there.
Oh my
energy
God.
Energy farts.
Oh,
yeah,
energy.
And I had Thai last night.
Oh, great.
You. Oh,
stay away from the Rev. Note to self.
All right. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on one foot?
Oh, spin-a-rooney.
No.
Spin-a-rooney.
Pirouette.
Yes.
Bang, bang!
Bang,
bang! All right, yes. You probably the only one that will be speaking at regular speed. So call in for a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 647 on the round.
It'd be funny if we played all the music a little bit faster, too.
Oh, I like that. That's a great idea.
Put it on like 1.5 speed.
Bang, bang!
Bang, bang! Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.